Happy Friday, everybody. And you know it's a great Friday when you're waking up at Walt Disney World, which is what I'm doing right now. So make sure you're following on the social media at Be Our Guest Mike and at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Lots of great coverage, live videos, pictures from everywhere. Don't miss it. It's going to be fun. But first, don't forget about our sponsors because we've got a great show lined up. We're talking about that one thing that makes each deluxe Walt Disney World Resort worth staying at. So what's that one reason you'd stay at the Contemporary? Why would you pick the Beach Club? We're going to talk about that in just a second. First, don't forget about our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. The agents over at the Magic for Less are working hard, booking those 2019 Walt Disney World vacation packages for their guests. It's an exciting time because increased booking bonuses are out there for those folks that book here in the first 30 days of the package release, which was June 19th. So now's the time. Get in on those 2019 packages. Get the best rooms. Put down that $200 deposit. It is fully refundable until 31 days prior to travel. No risk, and you're getting the best rates and the best rooms. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, thank you to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast. When you shop on Amazon, it really does help. We cannot thank you enough for doing that. It's very simple. Just click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon each time you do your online shopping.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1348 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. And of course, I'm in a chipper mood because I'm waking up at Walt Disney World today. Check this out. I'm actually waking up at the Grand Floridian, people, man.
What?
That's something's wrong with that picture. I mean,
you're turning into me, Mike Rallman.
I am. I'm living my best Ricky Niblett life is what I'm doing. That's what I told my wife. It's like, I don't know, man. They're putting me there. That's where I'm going. So we're going there and then we're going to be over by this afternoon. I'll be over at Coronado Springs with my Maya Grill and, you know, that's my peeps over at Coronado Springs. You know, it's Southwest. It's got Mexican food. That's kind of where my heart's happy, but I'll take one for the team. I'll let you know how to. This is going to be the weirdest thing ever. But anyway, we're having a great time down at Walt Disney World. If you're listening to this on Thursday night, as the show comes out, if you're doing it Andrew style, you know, we're down there getting some coverage of Toy Story Land, and we're going to have all weekend. We're going to be covering that stuff on our social media. So at BeOurGuestPod, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, at BeOurGuestMike. Tune in and follow along. We're having a good time. Always fun when there's a new land at Walt Disney World. Haven't got to do this since New Fantasyland. So, excited for that. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about Walt Disney World resorts again. I love going for the resorts. And speaking of deluxe resorts, that's what we're talking about today. So joining me, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. Happy flight this afternoon, Ricky, this evening. See you soon.
Yes, this evening. Yes, I am getting ready to hop on a plane, hopefully with no cancellations, knock on lots
God,
of wood.
Don't say that out loud. Yeah. You're killing me. Yeah. Don't say it out
loud. I know.
Loud.
Well, I had a trip canceled back to St. Louis a couple weeks ago, so I'm really scared now. I'm really excited to be down there for Toy Story Land and get to hang out with you guys. So super, super stoked. So
that's right. Yay! All right. We have a big announcement coming up, but let's get Pam Forster. She's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, currently residing in the wonderful Lake Buena Vista, Florida. What's up, Pam? How's it going? Happy Friday.
This is where my heart is most of the time anyway, so I'm glad that my body has come along as well.
I agree. Yes.
But yes, yeah, so I hope that we're able to share some good pictures and videos of all this stuff. I have been reading more and more and more about Toy Story Land, and the more I read, the more excited I get. I'm looking forward to the different foods that they're going to have. I'm looking forward to the attractions, of course. Slinky Dog sounds fantastic. The reports I've heard are it is incredible. So really looking forward to that. And I didn't have as high of an expectation of that as I do right now. So we'll see once we ride it, looking forward to it.
I gotta say, Mike, tachos on a trash can.
That's right, tachos on a trash can. That's right. It's coming up on a future podcast, but it was live a couple nights ago. So, yeah, tachos on a trash can. But, you know, tachos on Slinky Dog Coaster would be like the world's ultimate experience. But you're probably not allowed to do that anyway. So we have a big announcement, and then we're going to dive into the topic. So this can't be very long, but it's exciting. It's the best thing we do here on the podcast. Ricky, it's your baby. Let us know. What's up?
It is. So we officially have a date for this year's 12-hour live show. And I don't have all the details set yet because the officialness came today. I'm really still in the planning stages, but I wanted you guys to have the date so you could put it on your calendars. Cancel everything you've got on this day because we are here to raise money for Give Kids the World, which is our favorite charity. It's where those who go down to Disney and need a little pixie dust in their life because they are facing some huge tribulations get to go and have a wonderful vacation. So the 12-hour live show this year is going to be, drumroll, No drum roll. Okay. It's going to be on July 14th, which is a Saturday this year. So make sure you are ready to help us raise money. I don't have the goal yet of the amount yet. I'm still working on everything. Like I said, just literally planned it today. But if you have donations, I know I've already gotten people asking me, if you have donations for the auction, you can start to contact me now, Ricky@VRGuestPodcast.com, or you can message me on Facebook or whatever. We're going to work on getting all that situated and put together. So now is the time to start with that, but it's going to be a lot of fun and panic has set in.
That's right. So put it on the calendar. July 14th. It's a Saturday. We're going to be on the 12-hour street. And lizards, here's what I want. The lizards, if every lizard could just give a little, we 1,400 lizards right there. I mean, boom. And then we got all the listeners who are not lizards. We're going to make, this is the true magic we can make in the world. This is where we can counter the evil that happens, the bad stuff. This is bringing that karma to the people that need it the worst. I mean, this just makes you feel good. It makes them feel good. It's just, there's nothing bad about this. It's amazing. So please join us Saturday, July 14th. We'll get the times out. We'll get all the details here shortly. But we want to get into today's show. We just want to get that out there quickly.
Yes.
Today we're talking about, what's that one thing? We did this with the moderate resorts. What's that one thing that makes you pick a certain resort in a category over the others? Because again, like I said with the moderate show, when you pick a resort within a category, you're not only picking that resort, you're excluding the other ones for one reason or another, whether it's price point or geography, where it is, theming. There's a lot of things. But today, we're gonna talk about deluxes, but we're only going to do part of them because, you know, deluxe is a pretty large category. We're going to look at the Epcot area resorts. So we're going to look at Yacht Club, Beach Club, and Boardwalk. And we're also going to throw in Animal Kingdom Lodge so that we can make it a little bit more manageable. We know Animal Kingdom Lodge is not in the Epcot resort area, but we're just it's an outlier. It's out there by itself. So it'd be kind of a boring show if we did one show for Animal Kingdom Lodge. So we're going to throw that in there. So let's start off with the place I'm going to get to stay for four nights this trip. And I'm very, very excited because I caught a pretty decent discount at this place is Yacht Club. So, Ricky, this one's kind of tough because Yacht and Beach Club are basically, you know, for most people, the same thing. You know, it's like, well, Yacht Club's gray and Beach Club's blue. You know, I mean, you know, there's not all. I mean, that's what I think. I used to think that for years. You know, it's the gray one. It's the blue one. What is the what? Why would you stay at Yacht Club over the rest in the deluxe category?
Okay. So right now, and this is very arbitrary because of right now, but I would stay at Yacht Club as of this moment because it's the only one that's had the refurbishment, right? So the rooms have been completely redone. They look fantastic. They have the hardwood floors that Disney is starting to roll out. Everything looks very clean, looks very nice. I'm in love with, you know, it's got the big TV. It's got lots of storage. It's just, it looks so, so fantastic. So I really think that the rooms right now are the reason to stay at the Yacht Club because they're just incredible.
Cool. That's a great reason. Now, here's my reason I'm going to give it. I'm just being very, very practical here. That if you want to stay at a deluxe resort and, you know, you got the reason we're staying. There's a couple reasons on this trip. And this is why I picked the Yacht Club over the rest of them, was I wanted to be able to not have to get on a bus after the 4th of July fireworks at Epcot. True. Or ride with Ricky, because that was a year ago, was when I almost died in the stop, Ricky. No, I thought you could make it. No. Oh, and it was scary. So I'm paying a little extra to not have to drive. Ricky, I love you for giving us a ride home, but I'm paying extra to not have to ride with Ricky this year.
Next time you're staying, you're just going to have to stay and take the bus. You were the same in the same boat, though. You would have gone, too, and then realized that the car was coming. So,
I know. It's kind of tough. But I will say...
Uh-oh, did we lose Mike?
Oh, I'm back. But, okay, so I will say that... The reason I picked Yacht Club is because many, many times you can find a discount there. It's a very discounted room. If you're looking for a discount in a deluxe resort, Yacht Club is a good place to look. And I found a good discount there, but I couldn't find any of the other ones. And it was walking distance to Epcot. So that's why I picked Yacht Club. I caught a good discount. Because really, you got the Stormalong Bay you can use, you know. That's my reason. So Pam, why would you pick Yacht Club?
So I love both Yacht Club and... Beach Club. I think that, you know, you guys hit the nail on the head that they share so many fantastic amenities. There's something about the Yacht Club that's just a tad quieter, maybe.
My wife has always said that. She says, do people with kids not stay at the Yacht Club? Are they always over at the Beach Club? Like, I don't think there's a rule. I don't think, like, they kill, you know, chase kids out of this place. I don't know.
No. I don't know what it is. I don't know if kids... are just quieter there or not, you know, if that's what it is or not. Maybe it's just, you know, the whole atmosphere, but it's just a tad quieter. And I think that's a great reason to choose it. I also think, although, you know, anyone's allowed to, you know, come to the dining at the Yacht Club, that they have great venues like Yachtsman Steakhouse and Ale and Compass is quickly becoming, you know, a spot that we've gone to and really enjoy putting it up on the sort of the must-do list, really enjoy that spot. And also their quick service location, really enjoy that. So love the Yacht Club.
All right. So now, well, let's go to the sister resort. You know, they are basically connected. You got the Beach Club. So again, not only excluding the category, but I mean, you're picking Yacht Club over beach and the rest. So Pam, talk to us about Beach Club. What does Beach Club have that's its one selling point that you could say this is a good reason to consider Beach Club?
So on the same token, you know, Beach Club is a little more relaxed. It is a little more laid back. It feels a little bit more like you're going to a friend or a relative's house, you know, that's on the shore somewhere, that's down the shore. That's really how it feels. I love that kind of feeling. It's a little bit closer to Epcot than the Yacht Club is. And I mean, just with, if you're thinking about walking distance and where you're going to be coming from, it really is a little bit shorter if you're just going to walk into Epcot using that international gateway. So that's a great reason to pick it. But for me, I think I like the Beach Club because I like that decor in the rooms, that I think it has a really seaside feel. It feels like you're on vacation and enjoy that one.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. Like, if it was apples to apples on the price, I would pick Beach Club every time. But you know what? Like, it's the experience is so similar. And I haven't stayed at Yacht Club, but I've been there. Like, I'm expecting that the experience is so similar, because what do I want to get out of my... I always ask myself, why am I staying? Like, what's my goals of that stay? And for this stay, it's to be able to walk out of Epcot on the 4th of July, to be able to go to Stormalong Bay and spend some quality pool time. I can do both of those things at Yacht Club just as easy as Beach Club. It's a few more steps, but it's going to fit my needs and I'm going to save a little money. So Ricky, where do you fall on this? Like, why beach? What does beach have the rest of them don't?
So I think that the big thing that Beach Club has over the rest of them is really, I really like the dining that they have here. You know, like you said, it's a little more laid back. It feels like, especially compared to Yacht Club. It's not stuffy over at Yacht Club, but, you know, the dining feels a little more mature. Whereas, you know, with Beach Club, you know, you've got Beaches and Cream, which is, you know, the most laid-back place ever, it feels like, as, you know, burgers and ice cream. And, you know, it's just, it feels so beachy and seasidey that, you know, it's perfect. And then you've got Cape May Cafe, which is the all-you-can-eat crab leg buffet. So, I mean, nothing says classy like crab leg buffet. I love it, though. I mean, seriously.
It's like the Ameristar Casino back in St.
Louis. Exactly.
Right?
That's the best. So... I miss crab leg buffets so much. I gotta tell you, like, that's the one that reason I miss not having a casino nearby here in Atlanta. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, the food is really good, and I think that they have a lot of really good options. Now, a lot of people don't love the smell of Cape May Cafe in the lobby, so that may be a deterrent for people. But for me, it doesn't bother me. So bring on the seafood smell.
I think that's it too. I think that Beach Club, here's what I think too, because I want to kind of dissect this just a little bit, because it's hard to differentiate between the two when you're talking to somebody who's never stayed at either. Why should you pick one or the other? Beach Club to me feels more Disney, and Yacht Club feels more like, it's kind of like Yacht Club has kind of like a geographical theme to me. Now, I know Beach Club does too, because it's like a beach theme, but it feels more like you said, like family energy, like Disney, right. You know, like a vacation, where Yacht Club seems like, I guess it would be like a, like maybe folks from the Northeast, how maybe they go to like what's one of those places you go to, like Nantucket or something. I've never been up there, but I mean, that's obviously the theme of it. But Pam, it feels like to me, that's kind of like it's more of like the adult escape place rather than the woohoo, let's go, you know, with 10 kids and have a good time at Beach Club. But I mean, it's all the same. That's the whole thing. It's all perception, I think.
It is. They are essentially, you know, two parts of the same resort. And the thing that differs between them is not the room size. It's the room decor. It's the theming that differentiates, you know, the two. So, you know, I don't think that if you stay at one, you'll think, oh my gosh, I wish I would have stayed at the other one, right? I mean, I think you're going to enjoy wherever you can get that. And I think, you know, to your point, Mike, where you found the discount is important for folks, you know, absolutely. That's something to take into consideration.
Absolutely. All right. So let's head across the way, across Crescent Lake there to the Boardwalk. I was thinking about this because Boardwalk is my favorite Epcot area resort, no doubt. And I've stayed at Beach Club. I will be at Yacht Club. I don't imagine that'll surpass these two, but Boardwalk is where it's at. And I was trying to like think about why. So Ricky, what do you think the Boardwalk has nobody else has? Like, what's special?
Well, this weekend is actually going to be my first stay at Boardwalk, right? Because that's where you are, Pam, right? That's
I am there, yes.
So I will be there as well. So this weekend is my first time I'm staying at Boardwalk. So checking that one off the list right there. So it's not the creepy doll chairs in the lobby.
They get up like at 3 a.m. They just march around that lobby. You got to be up to see it. Most people don't. I'm just saying.
It's not the creepy clown pool at all. Like, that's not why they decided a slide with you coming out of the clown's mouth was a good idea. I have no idea. So anyway, you know, for me, it really is. The fact of the matter is, it's really that. I know it's so simple. It's so easy. It's that Boardwalk area. I mean, really, you can't get that anywhere else. It's so unique. They've got such great dining along that little stretch right there. It's just, there's something so fantastic about having the bakery, about having the grill and brew, about ESPN, about having, like, you know, the margarita stand, the funnel cake stand, having the entertainment, everything. It's just, oh, and of course, Ample Hills, duh.
Yes.
So it's just, it's so lively. And I think it's a lively resort. And I think that's one of the really big, big selling points for it.
Yeah, to me, it's, Ample Hills is the right answer.
Yeah,
by the
I knew
way.
Ample Hills is going to be my play.
That's the correct answer.
We so have to get Ample Hills this weekend. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I haven't.
Are you kidding me?
Forever.
Yeah. I'm going to have Ample Hills in one hand and the churro ice cream sandwich in the other.
That sounds like a plan. I'm all in. Yes.
Living my best life. I'm just saying. Anyway, so.
I'm going to live it with you.
with Boardwalk, it's one of those things, again, for me, as to what makes it special is that I never even considered this one ever. Like, I'd never even thought about staying here for the longest time until actually we booked that as a group rate for Marathon Weekend a couple years back. And we got a really good deal. So I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I loved it. And the rooms were great. Everything was great. The location's amazing. But, you know, I thought that I'd be like, because again, at heart, I'm like a Pop Century Riverside type guy. Like, that's me. Like, I'm a food court guy. I kind of like the exterior doors. I know I'm weird that way. Like, it just feels motelish, which I kind of enjoy for some reason. But it was very plush. It was very nice. But I really enjoyed, like you said, Ricky, walking down to the Boardwalk, really literally steps away from my room. and just like going to the bakery and actually going outside to the bakery and then grabbing an item and sitting, because we're, you know, the weather was nice while we were there. So sitting out on a, you know, a table on the boardwalk, having my breakfast, like that, I had that breakfast bowl.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And like just the energy of the place. It's a great place to run as well. All three of these are. I just loved it. And the thing, again, getting back to not staying there, I saw this place on so many of the planning videos, like from the 90s. You know, this is totally,
yes.
You know, these are all like Eisner era resorts, you know, and it just seemed like it was, because you look at it like that one part of the villas, the villas half of the resort, like where it says like Crest of the Wave, you know, it's got the waves on the top of the building and it just looks like a postcard. Now, I never stay in the rooms that overlook the boardwalk. I'd love to, but I always stay standard, you know, I'm not going to do that, but it just seems like it's so Disney to me. It screams like 90s Disney. So that's why I really love the boardwalk. It's got an energy. So Pam, you've stayed here many times. So why do you pick boardwalk?
So, I mean, you know, for all these resorts, of course, the first thing that pops into my mind is location, right? For any one of these ones that we have talked about, now this is the third one. If you're going to go to Walt Disney World during a time where there's a festival at Epcot, this is a location that you want to stay at because you can walk to it. If you're going during a time where you want to see fireworks for New Year's Eve, the 4th of July, Christmas, any of those times, again, another great reason. But for me, I really kind of like the theming, and the boardwalk in has an interesting smell. When you walk in, I know, right? When you walk in, though, there's something about the smell of that resort. It smells clean and good. Nice. And I love that smell. And I like the rooms at the boardwalk. They feel, there's a lot of different odd little configurations that are available at the boardwalk, different kinds of rooms. But I just like, you know, being able to be that close to, you know, not only the boardwalk, like you all mentioned, but being close to Epcot. For me, it's about both of those locations because there's great restaurants in that area. We're talking about Flying Fish. That's an awesome restaurant. And to be able to walk to that is just great. The Boardwalk Bakery, really enjoy that. And as much as people make fun of that clown pool, when Hannah was little, that was absolutely her favorite slide of any of the pools. She loved it. So there's something about that slide that kids like, I think.
And I think, too, we're forgetting, you know, and I think this restaurant still always gets overlooked, this Trattoria Al Forno right there at the boardwalk,
true,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's definitely trending in the right direction. That's becoming very, very popular. And also, Eric mentions in the chat about the nightlife on the boardwalk. And, you know, that's one of the things, again, I was working this week in the office, you know, slammed, but instead of, you know, as I get closer to my trips, I stop watching, you know, my regular programming, my MLB Network, and I started watching some streaming videos of walkthroughs of the resorts, and it's just like background stuff, and they were, you know, doing a walkthrough of the boardwalk, and they were talking about like Jelly Rolls and Atlantic Dance Hall, and one of the things I thought was like, you know, there's going to be a lot of us down there. How fun would it be to go to Jelly Rolls one night? That, you know, because
that's,
it's like, it reminds me of like a cruise experience, you know, because we've done a lot of these kind of fun things on cruises, but there's not a lot of those opportunities at Walt Disney World anymore. So like a thing like Jelly Rolls is a plus for a place like Boardwalk, because you can walk right back to your room. I mean, you know, you can have a good time that night and you can get back to your room within 10 minutes, not have to get in a car or anything like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the outlier today for, you know, this just for the purposes of getting four resorts in here today. And it's Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. And there's so yes, many reasons why this one, because this is the easiest one, I think, because we could check off a list of 30 reasons why this resort has stuff that none of the rest do. But what's top of mind, Ricky, for Animal Kingdom Lodge? Why pick Animal Kingdom Lodge, you know, besides the obvious?
I know, I was going to say, besides the animals.
Yeah, exactly, because you have animals, yeah.
I mean, where else can you see a giraffe or, you know, some zebra or something like that walking past your window? So I am going to say that Animal Kingdom Lodge has, honestly, I feel like such a fat kid. It really has some of the best food. I mean, seriously, like the food is the standout of Animal Kingdom Lodge in a way, because it's different than any other place you're really going to go. The flavors are very unique. They are African inspired, Indian inspired. And, you know, as someone like me, who's actually a very relatively picky eater, although over the past few years, my palate has certainly expanded. But it's because I've tried places at Walt Disney World that I, you know, I was like, let's try it. Let's see how it is, you know, and that's really opened up my palate. So, you know, Animal Kingdom Lodge really has some of the best food, you know, whether you go to Sanaa or you go to Boma for breakfast or dinner, or of course, Jiko with, you know, that, or the Mara, you've got that too, where, you know, that's counter service and, you know, that you can, I mean, where else are you going to get couscous? I mean, you know, at a counter service restaurant at Disney, you know, it's, there's just so many unique things. And of course you've got Zebra Domes, which are fantastic as well. There's so many things that are, standouts that people go back time and time again for at Animal Kingdom Lodge, as far as the food is concerned, that it really is its own little cult of food, I think is the best way to describe Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, you have, I mean, really right there, three, I mean, top 10, maybe top 15, but I mean, for a lot of people, probably three top 10 restaurants on property anywhere in Jiko, Boma, mm-hmm. and Sanaa. I mean, great meals yeah. right there in your resort. So dining is definitely a huge reason why to pick Animal Kingdom Lodge. Pam, what else?
So I think there are just so many great activities that happen, even outside of just viewing the animals. They have what they call bead activities at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and we've mentioned them a few times on the podcast, but for those who don't know, they're little activities that they encourage children to come to by giving them a bead when they're done. And when they're done with all those, they can take the beads and make either a necklace or a bracelet or something like that with it. So it's really cool. Just great activities. They have great staff at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. You have to make a point to interact with the staff. There are folks from South Africa and other countries where these animals come from that you get to see there at the lodge who love to interact with you. They're there for the purpose of making a connection with guests and sharing their experience with them. So make sure that you go ahead and do that. I'm going to say it again, the smell, when you walk into that hotel, it smells good, it sounds good, and it looks good. That lobby is drop down gorgeous. Just love that. And I think that's a great reason to consider Animal Kingdom Lodge.
That's one of the things I was going to say, as far as like when we pick this up and we get to the Magic Kingdom area, deluxe resorts, and we throw in, you know, Wilderness Lodge, not on the monorail loop, but in the Magic Kingdom area, is that Animal Kingdom is similar to that in the fact that the lobby is just an amazing sight to see. It's incredible. I mean, and the thing is, at Animal Kingdom Lodge, you want to spend time in there and interact with cast members and watch these activities go, you know, go by if you're an adult, or have the kids get involved. And it's just, you know, there's so many things about Animal Kingdom Lodge that it's a reason to stay there. You know, you got two really nice pools that you can take advantage of. You got the main one, which is going down, but it'll be nice on the other side. You got the one down at the Kidani's is more of like it's a fun pool, but it's got a lot of stuff for kids. Mallory loved that one, like when she was five or six. There's just so much to see. You got the animals, obviously, but you just have this one for Animal Kingdom Lodge. What I would say is the one thing that it has is it is an absolute destination resort over, say, a beach club, yacht club, or boardwalk. You know, this is a place mm-hmm. where you go, and it is a little bit remote. I mean, you are going to ride 5 minutes more on a bus to most places other than Animal Kingdom Park. But that's a selling point, too. It feels like when you go out there, you have set up base, you know, and that you're there, and you are very secluded from the rest of property, which I think is a plus. When you stay there, it's kind of the whole idea. Another thing I would say about Animal Kingdom Lodge, just for families, they have bunk beds, which are a lot of fun. So if you're looking for bunk beds, you can do that at Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge. Those rooms go quickly, so, you know, get those. But, you know, great, great destination. Everybody should give Animal, because again, kind of like Boardwalk, Animal Kingdom Lodge really wasn't on my radar because I thought it was so far away from everything. I didn't want to be out of the, you know, out of the magic, out of the action. But it's awesome, man. I love every time I stay there. All right, so before we get out of here today, one last thing I want to ask you both. So we're not going to talk about Animal Kingdom Lodge. We've talked about that, but Epcot area resorts, besides the obvious that you want to walk to Epcot or walk to the studios, what does that area offer as a whole? Epcot area resorts, Pam, like why, like what's different there than say the monorail loop? Why would you pick maybe staying in the Epcot area rather than Magic Kingdom area?
I think for us, we tend to spend a lot of time in Epcot. So that makes it a better form of transportation, our feet walking there than the monorail for us. In addition, not only are all of these resorts, they're considered Epcot resorts, they're within walking distance of Epcot, but they're also within walking distance of Hollywood Studios. And that's a huge plus too, especially when we're going to be down there to experience Toy Story Land, to be able to walk to it instead of taking what may be crowded transportation is a big plus. In addition, there are also boats that travel to Epcot and Hollywood Studios and over to the boardwalk too, from the Yacht and Beach Club. So lots of great reasons to stay at the Epcot resorts, especially for transportation.
Yeah, what I would say, you know, if I was going to answer my own question here before I let Ricky wrap it up, I would say that, you know, you have five walkable resorts, you know, like within each other, you know, right there. So like for dining, you can go to the Swan, the Dolphin, the Beach Club, the Yacht Club, and Boardwalk. You can be at any of them without having to worry about any transportation within 10 minutes, which opens up so many possibilities, which is nice because, you know, you don't always have to have a sit down meal, but like we've gone to the Fountain over at the Dolphin, you know, like that's open to you. You know, you got the Grove, or, you know, you have other places that just, it gives you opportunities to, and you can walk into Epcot, like you said, and go to, you know, you could do the Jocelyn Plan and just eat at France. You know, that's your resort restaurant, you know,
true story.
France. That's what she does. All right. So Ricky, wrap it up. Why land in the Epcot area? What's special about that area as a whole?
So I think it's kind of a weird dichotomy. It's peaceful, but it's also like bustling. It's got an energy to it. It's like a peaceful energy. I don't know. Like there's definitely like activity going on, but because you're on the water, there's just this calming presence that's there too. So it's like, it's this weird feeling of just peaceful energy. I don't know. That's it's hard to
saying.
Put your finger on it, but it's there. It's not tangible, but when you're there, it's tangible.
Yeah, both in the Epcot area resorts and the monorail loop resorts, you know, the Magic Kingdom area resorts with Wilderness Lodge, like you feel like even when you go to bed, like you're in the middle of it, like you have not stepped outside of anything. Like you're just, it's almost like sleeping in Epcot or sleeping in the Magic Kingdom, you know, right outside the steps. So
yeah. I feel like it may be a little bit, in a weird way, a little bit more, like more at the, on the, along that, you know, lake area, just because like you can see the other resorts from, mm-hmm. you know, right there. Whereas with the monorail loop, I mean, yeah, you can see the Magic Kingdom and stuff like that, but the other resorts, you can't always see all of them. So I don't know. I just feel like there's a little more of an energy along.
Can't wait. All right. Well, I'm down there right now, so I'm pumped. So that's today's show, but we want to hear your feedback on Facebook. So drop by facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And what is the one reason why you might pick Beach Club, Yacht Club, Boardwalk, or Animal Kingdom Lodge? You know, we're here helping each other plan better Disney vacations. We want to think about new ideas for staying at new resorts. So put that out there. Maybe you're a veteran traveler to these resorts. Why do you pick those? And help those that maybe have never taken that deluxe splurge before. Maybe they want to think about staying there. But thank you so much for downloading today's show and joining us. Don't forget today's podcast brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. The 2019 packages are out there. The agents are standing by right now to help you plan a great 2019 Walt Disney World vacation. An exciting time to be down at Walt Disney World. Of course, still booking 2018 Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, all that stuff. So just best advice today, drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And do give us a follow on the social media. This is the time. This is the time. This is the best time to follow on the social media because I post pictures of everything I eat, everything I see. There'll be videos. There will be all kinds of chaos on the social media. So check it out at BRGuestMike. And that's Instagram and Twitter as well at BRGuestPod and facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. So it's time to get out of here. I have to go have some fun. So we are going to have a killer weekend. The three of us are going to be together. I could not be more excited. So Ricky, safe flight. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. I'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
Pam hanging with you right now. So that's all good.
Yes, we are. Who knows what crazy things.
Apparently
we
may be having a big meal tonight, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
Rolling big. All right. So follow along. I don't even know where I'm going. So who knows? Follow along. That could be cool. So anyway, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.